Well, finally today, let's shift gears and talk about sports with Bill Littlefield, because it is Wednesday and he's host of NPR's Only a Game. Hello, Bill.
Hello, Meghna.
So let's start with college ball, because the University of North Carolina won the NCAA men's college basketball tournament on Monday. Your quick take on that?
It was an ugly game. Just looked almost record-setting in terms of fouls committed in the second half. Not quite, but ugly game. But North Carolina has lots of fans, and I'm sure they're very, very happy that they have achieved what the newspaper writers and commentators are calling redemption.
Yeah.
I'm always very unhappy with the use of that word in that context, but there you are.
Oh, well, but that provides us with a nice segue, because now the NCAA has said they will, quote, reluctantly lift a ban on the state of North Carolina that had stopped the state from hosting any championship games this year. The ban, which was instated 6 months ago, was in response to House Bill 2 or HB 2, the so-called bathroom bill in North Carolina. Did the NCAA bill make the right call in lifting the ban?
Well, I don't think they did, because it seems to me that the replacement bill is a change in procedure and not in principle, and it is not at all effective at protecting transgender people and others who were inconvenienced and otherwise made victims by the first law.
I mean,
it's only a question of who gets to make laws as we go forward,
right.
And it's not going to protect anybody.
I was just going to jump in here and say that the NCAA pretty much seems like they're acknowledging as much, because in their statement, they say the law has, quote, minimally achieved a situation where they believe the NCAA championships may be conducted.
Yeah, and I don't think it's even
aiming
done
high.
That. No, that right. I think they're saying, well, you know what? They did something, and so rather than continue to inconvenience the people in North Carolina who'd like to have our events transpire on their, you know, in their venues, we're going to go ahead and do it. If you want to give the NCAA the benefit of the doubt, I suppose you could say they hope that by doing this, they will encourage further rational procedures regarding this law and others.
That's optimistic.
Yeah, I'm sometimes optimistic.
Yeah. Well, let's stick with college ball here, but a different kind of story, because Patrick Ewing will start immediately as the new head coach at Georgetown. He'd been an assistant NBA coach for 15 years and obviously had a stellar pro career even before that. But he's got, of course, a complicated history with Boston. Went to high school in Cambridge, but rejected offers to play for BC and BU. And instead, he went to Georgetown from 1981 to 85. So remind us of how Boston had reacted to that.
Well, I think Boston reacted in a very parochial way and
very
said,
Boston
hey, he's
way.
A local kid and he's 7 feet tall. How come he doesn't stick around and help Boston College win an NCAA championship? It's also important, I think, to say that Patrick Ewing, upon assuming his new position as head coach at Georgetown, said, hey, my 4 years at Georgetown were four of the best years of my life. He made the right choice for him. And he's the only one who should be making that sort of choice, just as people leaving high school these days and choosing colleges are the only ones who should be making those choices. It's great that he has this job. No one in my knowledge, to my knowledge, has ever prepared more fully for a full, you know, head coaching job than Patrick Ewing. And we have people as reliable as Larry Bird saying, in the past, that Patrick Ewing is a very good coach and an intelligent fellow who's certainly capable of imposing order and discipline on a college basketball team.
Great. Well, good for Ewing, I have to say. And sorry, Boston, if you're going to treat people badly, don't expect them to come back.
Well, Boston wasn't the only place where he was treated badly. He was treated badly wherever Georgetown played. People held up insulting banners and shouted insulting things at him. And I think that's part of the racism that unfortunately still is apparent within sports and beyond.
Well, let's talk about the Celts real quickly, because they face the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight in a game that could determine who takes the lead as the top seed in the Eastern Conference.
Just another game, right, Meghna?
Just another game.
I love that when they say that.
One of these days they're going to surprise us and say that something other than
this
just
is not
game.
Just another game, right?
I mean, but what's at stake here?
Well, first place in the division is at stake, and home court advantage through the playoffs, not quite, because there's a little bit more regular season to play after tonight. But certainly the team coming out on top would have the running start at that. And home court advantage matters. You know, the Celtics have been magnificent at home this year. So it would be a very nice thing to beat Cleveland tonight and go on to finish first.
But it's just another game.
Yes, yeah, just another game.
Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs each Saturday on WBUR at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. And you have the delight of listening to him here on Wednesdays on Radio Boston. Bill, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you, Meghna.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.